yard to play and run around and sing and dance all day. Can I go to the beach and swim? Can I go to the beach and swim and meet a friend and run around with him? Can I go to the corner store? Can I go to the corner store and buy something I never bought before?
Nothing to eat. It's time to learn how to tap your feet. Your belly's aching cause your cupboard is bare. Let's learn to boogie down and live on air. Doing the hunger, how doing the hunger, how doing the hunger. Out in Africa all day long, they do the hunger 7 million strong. And out in India where the sun is high, they reel and they rock and roll over and die. I'm doing the hunger, I'm doing the hunger, I'm doing the hunger.
And that was two more by Red Shadow, Commodity Fetishism, and Hunger. So let's jump now to the half hour's worth of kind of bits and snatches and commentary that I did on December 31st when we had the smaller but still exuberant DIY Last Night Parade. You can be a part of that parade next year if you'd like. There were lots of police blocking the crossroads so that there would be no problems as far as traffic dust-ups. And there was actually a squad car right behind me. I was driving along in a partially sticker-covered vehicle with a large, big, brown teddy bear sitting on the hood, actually, with flyers being given out freely or at least occasionally. And there were some crowds along the sides of the streets. Anyway, you will hear my description of it, and maybe you can be a part of it yourself next year or whenever you and the community decide to have a parade. No permits required. So it's about 15 to 5 on December 31st. The bagpipers are the only really outstandingly, clearly New Year's Eve DIY people here in the Walgreens Saturn parking lot. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And it looks like there are at least six or seven of them. There's a nearly full moon, big moon coming up over the horizon. And there's parking spaces. All right, now what is this group called here?
Santa Cruz Pipes and Drums.
And it looks like you got eight of you?
At the moment, yeah.
Uh-huh. You're going to be expanding.
Well, usually we have more pipers, but...
I can't beat the pipes.
Well, you got a pipe there of your own.
I do, but it's not as melodic as yours.
Yeah.
It depends
what note it plays.
Oh, boy. I don't know if it plays any note.
It's either harmonic or not, you know.
I'd hate to judge. So what's your name? I'm pre-radioing it up here.
I'm Paul.
And Paul, is this an annual event for you?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 18 years now.
Wow, and... have you seen any advance notice of this event? Because I didn't see much mention.
It's kind of an underground thing, I think. People know about it, or, you know, the DIY parade. So,
and I guess...
Anyway, Jay's our fearless leader.
Well, may happy bagpipes be with you. I see you have a police escort here, just in case.
Yeah, police escort. Yeah.
Right? With
Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Paul from Boulder Creek.
All right. Hey, what's up?
The hand of friendship.
Officer Headley, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
No arrests planned tonight?
I don't really have room for anybody on my bike.
Well, I don't know. You could slip somebody on here.
Yeah, it'd look kind of fun.
Have you ever done that? I guess it's against departmental policy.
I can't say that I've pulled that off, no.
But you're attracting a crowd here. The second police vehicle. So...
Do you know who is kind of like an informal...
The leader of the DIY? Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, you know, it's traditionally, it's nobody that's a leader.
Sure, but there's going to be somebody that says, hey, let's go.
Right, but that'll be arbitrary, probably. I mean, okay. You could be the man. You could step in front of the parade and lead the show.
Yeah, we might just do that.
How many years have you been on the force now?
23.
And how... Do you recall the parades every year? Well, have you been involved in that generally, or are you elsewhere on New Year's Eve usually?
It totally depends on every year.
Do you recall any particularly interesting parades that you were in or that you were policing or patrolling?
I can't say that I do, but I need to go check in with Azua now that he's here.
All right, well, get back to work, all right?
Yeah.
So a few costumed people are showing up. And what are you?
I'm just going to ride my bicycle with lights and music.
And
it lights up.
What do you call this thing?
I earlier called it a head sparkler, and nobody knew what the hell I was talking about.
It must have a name. It looks like a plume, but not a plume.
Yeah. It's like the optic fiber or whatever, or like the... I don't know. It seems very 80s to me. It reminds me of my childhood. I had this really cool lamp with all these little flowers that changed colors that were like this.
But this will show up in the dark.
I hope so.
And we're talking with...
Stacy Falls.
Hey, Stacy. Anything you want to say to free radio people that will be heard on Thursday?
Happy New Year.
There you are.
That's not very original, is it?
Oh, it's not.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Stacy.
Peace, love, and happiness in the new year.
Less policing and more happiness in the new year.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey, guys. This is a people-powered vehicle?
Yes, it is.
Is this especially created for the New Year's festival, or...?
More for Burning Man, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, but Burning Man, Open Streets, New Year's Eve.
It's a bicycle
built for two.
Four-wheeled, yeah. It's a bicycle built for two, but it's a side-by-side rather than in tandem.
Tandem, exactly.
Yeah. So how many times have you been doing this event now?
Over a decade.
And your name is?
Ted.
And Ted, have you ever feared getting ticketed or arrested for doing this?
No.
You're a fearless kind of guy.
I guess so. And law-abiding.
Well, this is not exactly law-abiding. We have some police officers to make sure that people don't get too out of line.
That's right.
That could be Officer Azua over there. I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's quite a moon rising over there, too.
Yes. Well, on tomorrow night is going to be the super moon.
That's what I was looking for the words for, the super moon.
It's the first super moon of the year. It'll be three in a row.
Yeah.
I think I read something about that. Yeah. It could be the time to get romantic. And you've been doing this too frequently?
Oh, yeah, I've been in middle school, I did this when it was actually legal down when it was the first night in Santa Cruz. I rode a unicycle and walked stilts and all that sort of fun stuff. Been doing it ever since.
Every year.
Every year.
I'm glad to think and to see that people still remember. I came by here earlier and looked kind of barren, but, you know, people are showing up.
Well, it doesn't start until sunset, so hopefully there will be more people. Anyways, it's just tradition. I like hearing the bagpipes.
And we've been talking with?
David.
Thanks, David. And what do we call this? Have you named your device?
This one doesn't have a particular name.
In the past, did you have pet devices?
Yeah, we had
vehicle, I should say.
Well, no, it was a two-story. We called it Big Red, and it was actually on the front page of the Sentinel like 3 or 4 years ago. But that one was too big and cumbersome to sit because it's a two-story bike, so you'd be sitting up here with pedals. It was actually for four people, not two. This one's more convenient for my uncle and his wife.
And when was Big Red retired?
Just this last year, actually. I think you'd probably want to ask Ted about that, but I think the last time they used it was a year or two ago.
Anything you want to say to your fans out there?
No. Hey, Happy New Year. Hopefully 2018 will be better than 2017. That's how bad 2017 was. It's most definitely going to be better this year.
And the device that this guy is talking about is a sort of it's a bicycle built for two, but it's not in tandem. It is sort of the people are pedaling side by side. And, of course, it was, I think, if my memory, well, I don't really remember exactly, but I suspect it was festooned with lights and other decorations.
Carlin said, fuck hope, and I hope he's, And we've been talking with?
David.
Thanks, David. All groups of people in costumes with, don't have the words to describe what they got. Lots of police cars sort of rounding the area, or at least that's the second or third car that I've seen pulling up to, have a look. You heard Officer Headley. There's a officer on a motorcycle pulling up. Again, they are sort of obviously looking for leadership. We have actually two squad cars parked in the parking lot. One motorcycle going around the block. Folks in costume, as I said, a few are appearing in little clusters of folks. So that's encouraging. Squad cars showing up and down Pacific Avenue and turning left on Spruce Street. One car is parking on the sidewalk. No, they decided to go into the parking lot to join their three compatriot vehicles. Another one is simply stopped on Spruce Street, blocking a lane and chatting with someone. And the beat continues. 5:10, and I'm again approaching the parking lot. Different forms of music are competing. There's a squad car parked across the street next to Sub Rosa. Oh, for heaven's sake, there's Abby and her young pooch. Hello, you poochie! Shake it up, girl. Shake it up. She's shaking. We have a man on stilts. and a cluster of people who are gathering, as well as the bagpipers, of course. Folks with flashy headgear. Keith McHenry and George are carrying a sign as I'm about to examine more carefully here. All right, this is a food not bomb sign, actually.
So we'll just have to recruit somebody to push the cart or a second person to hold this.
I'll observe and try to help out.
Well, thanks. That's a big help.
There's some police officers who might be able to... When is the parade due to start, Keith?
Right at 5:30, it says. Don't be late, or we're going to leave without you.
Oh. So it's 5:15 now.
Yeah.
So here's the tallest man in the parade.
How you doing, Robert?
I think I recognize you now that I'm close to you. At a distance, you looked more anonymous. What's your name, sir?
Steve Schnarr.
And Steve, what do you see from up there?
Small crowd gathering for a parade. Empty parking lot.
And you're smiling. That means you must be being supported by one of these vehicles, I see.
Yeah.
You're about, what, 9 feet tall?
I think with the stilts, about 8.5.
And you've done this every year for how long now?
I think this started in 2005. Is that right? Maybe 2006. And I've done almost every year. You're good. Everybody, car backing out. Car backing out. Keith.
Say hi.
You're good.
Come back, come back, come back. Good, 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 good. So it's now almost starting time, about 5:35. I'm in my vehicle with Big Brownie, or the Mega Bear, sitting on the, blocking half the windshield of the hood. We had the occasional police car going by with flashing its lights. I'm not sure what they're... maybe they're thinking it's Christmas. You never can tell. The crowd has gotten bigger. 10, 20, 30, maybe 50 people. Yeah, that is Kim Argula walking about with her backpack and numerous other folks I recognize. Not much political discussion, have you heard? That's Brent.
Singing?
No, he's right there with the drum.
Oh. Oh, singing My House.
It's a new car. It's a new.
You can
you can sit on the car with the dog if you want. And here we go.
Should I sit on the car?
Sure.
But you can't see.
Sit on the teddy bear. She was gonna do it.
I appreciate the thought, though, Abby. Thank you. See what's on that side. Anybody there?
There are people walking down the street.
I know.
Where's the dog? The dog's here.
I can, provided nobody falls down or slows up. Here you go. You can blow the horn. Now approaching Cathcart, we have a large white dove carried by three, well, kind of an actual sheet in the shape of a dove. Folks have Santa's hats on, straw hats, colored pants. Don't see too many dresses around here, lots of slacks. And there appears to be I thought it was a squad car behind me, but I don't think it is. I think it's just a flashing black and blue light car. And the crowds, there aren't really any crowds. There are numerous spectators along the sides on both sidewalks. It's blocking each intersection with their, well, there's a motorcycle cop on one side, and here between five guys and the old school shoes, and here comes a
I can't bear it anymore.
All right, he's getting married to the guy with the sitar. And the number of people in the parade has grown, as well as looks like the sidewalks are more crowded down here with gongooslers, onlookers. I should have you be driving the car, Gloria. And it's New Year's Eve. A victory sign from man who's the past, who has ever passed by without an insult. He actually gave me an acknowledging the sign. Amazing. Family has joined the festivities. That looks like Nick Whitehead up there, but I think he's too young. Hey there! You want to give out some flyers to these people? And Gloria here is helping me give out flyers. Be happy! If you can! Seeing the closed and out of business Logos Bookstore. On the right, the Del Mar Theater with the Darkest Hour Disaster Artist and Coco playing. For all of you folks trying to get a time signature on this event, the 2017 New Year's, 2018 New Year's Eve, New Year's Day coming up, I should say. Folks particularly like the large brown, I don't know, 7 foot tall teddy bear that's clumped up on the hood of the car. They're taking lots of pictures with their video devices. The parade is kind of pausing here at the intersection where the Urban Outfitters and the Rip Cut and well, they're on opposite sides of Church Street.
Anyone want a flyer? Sorry.
Yeah.
You want a flyer?
It's 10 to 6. We're passing or approaching Verve. Zoccoli's is still open. I guess they're open till 6. Maybe just time for a nice big sandwich. You never can tell. Getting applause, waves, and the old Happy New Year. Not much political content. There are some, a poster or two about Peace Earth. Well, one banner, another with the Peace Bird, which is a large sheet which has a beak in the middle and two people carrying the wings on sticks at the end.
Oh, that's the end?
people look happy as we make it to Lulu Carpenter's. Looks like we're stuck in traffic here.
So we're talking with
Lisa Karpinski.
Lisa, you came down here to join in the first night DIY celebration, but it's more than a party for you, you were saying.
Yeah, I think I really miss ritual, and I find that something I love about Santa Cruz is that people really come together as community and support each other and celebrate together the important passing of time. And I think this marks one of those, and I love the creativity of this day and what people have done in the past with it, with theater and puppets and costumes and music and everything.
Did you walk the whole way or did you just show up halfway?
No, I actually parked and ran to catch the bagpipes. I saw the bagpipes walking down the street.
But you didn't bring your Shirley Chisholm button.
I did not bring it because I had no idea that there was a bear who was so erudite that was wearing all these political buttons. So next year...
He only has a few buttons, actually. But next year, who knows what's going to happen next year.
Right.
You know.
Hopefully we'll all be here and...
Well, you know what George Carlin said, as I keep telling everyone, fuck hope, as he said.
Yeah, fuck hope, yeah.
Action rather than hope.
Fuck, yeah. Yeah, well.
Can you afford your rents where you are?
No. It's very expensive.
You may not be here next year.
Well, actually, I'm living in the house I grew up in, so I'm one of those lucky people that has roommates that pay my mom the rent. But that's the only reason I can afford to live in the Bay Area.
Are you still working?
I'm not working right now. So I
would disabled or a wealthy inheritance?
Disabled, yeah.
Dig it.
But I appreciate. I like the area, and I leave and go other places, but I come back because I like the people here and the creativity of the whole.
How long have you lived here?
I grew up in Sunnyvale, and then I lived in Santa Cruz for 10 years when I went to school here in the 80s.
Has it changed much?
Santa Cruz has changed a lot. Yeah.
And what do you see that's changed here tonight?
Well, like, I remember Pacific Avenue before the quake and no chain stores. And, you know, there was just a whole vibe in Santa Cruz that was anti-capitalist and about not selling out. And, you know, there's now it's a lot more shishi and a lot more pretty for tourists and so forth. And I don't know. I miss old Santa Cruz. I also miss old Sunnyvale, where I grew up. It was orchards and, you know, I remember the co-op market where we worked 2 hours a week in exchange for part of our, you know, food program in the 70s. So I miss that. You know, and again, that's cooperative. That's community stuff. So it sort of comes full circle back to this event.
You tend to stay here and get drunk and crazy all night?
No, actually, I'm going back over the hill. I have friends that work at SRI that have a gathering that's a nice group of people, so I plan to go there.
You are going to go to a party after having left the ritual.
I'm going to a party afterwards, although it's a very loose party. People dance freeform and bring potluck food, and many people don't stay till midnight. They're older and go to sleep. So it's not exactly a party.
Feeling a little sleepy myself, actually.
You're sleepwalking, somnambulance.
Most of us are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I've been really struggling myself with the despair that I've sort of bought. And again, I think it's just that we've been co-opted to believe we don't have any power as a culture, as a nation. And it's something I struggle with myself a lot because I know that that's not true, but it's easy to just get brainwashed about it. So it's one of the things I'm struggling with.
Well, anything you want to send off with? We'll be playing this on Thursday night on Free Radio.
I just want to say that I think there's so much to learn, and there's a great book called Drawdown that I'm reading right now that gives basically is an interview with 100 of the most inspiring and potentially effective ways of reversing climate change, and they've all been scientifically tested and Many of them are actually being done right now. And I just think Paul Hawken did a great job in, instead of buying into the despair, finding out what's possible and then actually making it happen by gathering people together. British Commonwealth is actually starting to do some of the practices that he outlines in the book.
And we have been speaking with
Lisa Karpinski from Sunnyvale, California, but still a Santa Cruz wannabe and lived here for 10 years and love this area.
Just make a couple hundred thou a year and you can move back.
Yeah, I can be a Silicon Valley bigwig that usurps yet another good Santa Cruzian, gentrifies even more, which I'd rather not do.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
And that was the DIY that was. You're tuned to Free Radio 101.3 FM, freakradio.org. Special tip of the hat to Gloria, who helped to flyer and assist on the ride in the semi-sticker mobile that I drove in the DIY parade. Now it's a little something from Red Shadow, and then we're going to hear an interview with Peter Marin, and that's going to be it for this edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides, back again on Sunday at 9:30. Maybe you'll join me. Maybe you'll pass on any reports, concerns, questions you may have by giving me a call at 831-423-4833, 423-HUFF, or 423-HUFF. That's an acronym for Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, the group I work with.
Somewhere up in Cambridge there's an MIT with experts who know all about the economy. Got lots of graphs and tables and there's books on their shelves. They're shot up with useless knowledge but detached from themselves. They make a lot of money while they sit on their ass, but they'll never have the knowledge of the working class. No, no. Anything good. In South Chicago there's a university in the middle of the squalor and the poverty. They're scared to leave the campus for the streets at night, cause the targets of their theories put them too uptight. They may know how to serve the ruling corporate brass, but they'll never have the knowledge of the working class. No, no,
no.
Anything good. They say that 5% means everyone's got jobs. Justify the profits that the big firm robs. They think that they're a master race that's seen the light, but the working class don't need them to know things ain't right. And you'll soon run out of time just as you've run out of gas if you cannot learn the knowledge of the working class.
No, no.
Anything good.